Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Global Ports Holding conference call. I will now hand over to your host, Ms. Assis Uata. Madam, please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Global Ports Holding's first quarter 2017 results conference call. This is Assis Uata from Investor Relations, and today the CEO, Mr. Emre Sayın, and the senior management team are present to give you the highlights of the first quarter and answer the questions you may have. Now I'm leaving the ground for the CEO, Emre Bey.
Thank you, Assis. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I apologize upfront for my connection. We are right now, Ferda and I are in a meeting, in the GM meeting, and we are in a hotel in Lisbon, so it's not ideal conditions, but I will try to. If you don't hear me, please let me know so that I can repeat what I said. I will start by first of all mentioning that traditionally our business in the first quarter is quite silent. It's not, you know, the highest quarter that we have, both on the commercial side and especially on the cruise side. I want to say that because some of the effects that would normally not register or make a big difference in other quarters, in the first quarter, they do. Let me start by saying that, in terms of EBITDA growth, we show 5% growth versus last year, and our margins improved from 59%-63% this quarter. If it wasn't for a decision that we took about the renovation of shopping facilities in Ege Port, in Kuşadası, I believe this number and all the other numbers would have been higher. We were waiting for an opportunity to renovate the shopping mall in Kuşadası. It requires basically closing down the shopping mall for a number of months. We thought, you know, it was the first quarter of 2017 was a good time to bite the bullet and go through this when we had really low number of passengers and the season was, you know, not, you know, it wasn't a high season. The first quarter and also the month of April include this effect. We are basically, you know, not getting any rent because we closed down the facility, and that's having an impact. Having said that, you know, EBITDA numbers are up by 5%. Overall passenger numbers again show 23% growth, and 12% of that is organic. I'm talking about our consolidated base. Now, if we include Lisbon and Singapore to that, the number actually goes up all the way to 31%. That's because in Singapore, the season is extending and the first quarter now looks much better versus last year. All in all, let me repeat, our passenger numbers are showing good signs, healthy growth, 23% growth and 12% organic growth. Continuing on the volume side, on the commercial side, the general cargo is up by almost 9% from last year. This is due to the effect of the general cargo coming from Antalya, and mostly cement. That's contributing to the numbers on the commercial side. In terms of the containers, we see a slight decrease in the TEU numbers, in the container numbers. This number is actually looking much better already, taking into account April and May in terms of volumes. Both Antalya and Adria have recovered and are showing healthy growth versus last year, so this is not really concerning me. In terms of revenues, with the impact of the renovation and depreciation of euro versus dollar, and some other, you know, normally not so impactful changes versus last year. On the cruise side, we are flat right now in terms of revenues, and the same is pretty much valid for the commercial side. So that's giving us a similar revenue versus last quarter. But like I said, these numbers will recover in the second quarter, and in terms of the EBITDA effect, in any way, we have been able to still grow in terms of EBITDA even in a quarter with flat revenues. So that's a general outline of the first quarter. I believe, looking at the numbers today, looking at passenger numbers and our profit numbers, I am confident that we will continue with our plan for this year, and I don't see any changes in the outlook for the year of 2017. Thank you very much. Is there anything you would like to add, Ferda, or anyone from the team?
The cruise revenue, there's some slight decrease because of the parity of the USD and euro. Previous years it was the parity was 1.1, this year 1.07. So this is the effect of the total revenue, approximately 200,000 US dollars. So the cruise season is the off season, so it affects our financial in a negative way.
Okay. All right. So normally this would be a very small number, but since Q1 numbers are very low, even that is making an impact. And also the fact that I think we cannot consolidate Singapore, which has shown great results in Q1. It's showing it's a positive impact to the net income numbers, yeah. not to the EBITDA level. So that's a general overview. I would at this point like to open up the call to questions. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no questions at this time. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no questions. Dear speakers, back to you.
All right. Again, this was the first call of this year, and I believe end of
we have a question.
Oh, you have a question.
We have
okay.
a question.
Please go
yes,
ahead.
From Pierre René from Waha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Just one question on your CapEx. The CapEx spend in the quarter was quite high as looking at the historical. So what guidance would you give for 2017 for full year?
Okay, the first part of your question I couldn't hear because you were breaking up. Could you please repeat your question?
Yeah, sure. So it's on CapEx. So this quarter it was quite a high CapEx. So could you give us guidance for your full year CapEx? How much we should expect for 17?
Okay. All right. So this quarter the CapEx is high because of two reasons. One is basically what I mentioned, the decision to go ahead with the renovation of the shopping mall in Egeport, and that will be impacting Q1 fully and Q2 partially. The second reason why CapEx is high this quarter is because the renovation project going on in Port Adria in Montenegro. This was planned and it's part of the investment plan that we actually promised at the beginning of the concession. And we are now starting to renovate the pier. We have made investments in new equipment like cranes, etc. And this will be, I think, altogether the CapEx number in this year will be between $8 to $10 million, which is actually not much different than previous years. But it's happening at the beginning of the year rather than at the end of the year. It's skewed towards the first half.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, thank you very much. So, I want to thank everyone for being with us. This was actually the first call that we had after we have gone public, and now we are a Global Ports PLC. We will have a more detailed results announcement at the end of H1. And if anyone is interested, I think it will be a physical meeting as well. IR can give you more details on that going forward. Thank you very much for participating and listening to us. And if you have further questions, as always, we are happy to answer and help. Have a nice day.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.